question for you, Deepa, in California. Is it still summer, or have you boxed up your white pants and transitioned into the fall?
Well, Scott, here in the Bay Area, June, July, and August are kind of cold months. You know that famous quote, coldest winter I ever had was summer in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So I hang out for September and October, Scott, are warm months.
Well, apparently Kathy Gunst holds on to the summer too. She is, of course, our resident chef and here to talk about fruit in the late summer. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Scott. Hi, Deepa.
Hi, Kathy. So, Kathy here. We're getting tons of super sweet peaches and nectarines. Actually, I'm gorging myself because I'm afraid they're going to run out really soon. But tell us, around the country, what fruits are in season now?
Well, you are very lucky because there is a stone fruit crisis on the East Coast and through much of the country because of early warm temperatures and then a frost which zapped all the peach trees. But we still have beautiful late summer berries, specifically blueberries, some raspberries and blackberries. There are certainly out west nectarines and plums and apricots and figs. So there is a lot to choose from and a lot of ways to hold on to summer as long as possible.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's hold on to it. Certainly raspberries and blueberries in the mid-Atlantic, where I am. And let's talk about your first recipe, blueberry scone, Kathy. Go.
Yes, a scone, think of it like a cross between a muffin and a biscuit, very British and Irish.
Yeah.
This uses fresh blueberries and lemon zest and lemon juice. And it's some scones are very dry, but I use Greek-style yogurt or regular yogurt that you drain in this scone, which keeps it super moist. And then the berries just burst with flavor and the lemon. And you can make the dough ahead of time and just bake them off as you want them. You can freeze them. Very, very straightforward recipe and a great way to use up those late season berries.
That sounds so good. Now, your next recipe is for a plum clafoutis.
Clafoutis.
You said it right. Yes.
This is an outtake because this is a hard one.
These stories, and what's a plum clafoutis? Clafoutis. Yes, that was me flubbing it. Can I just say thank you? My kids do not listen to the show.
And so Kathy, I practice clafoutis, clafoutis, clafoutis. So is a clafoutis?
A clafoutis is a French dessert. It's essentially baked crepe batter made with seasonal fruit. Think of a baked custardy pancake and a souffle having a baby. And that is your clafoutis. And traditionally, it's made with cherries. It's often flambéed with cognac or brandy. This is a much simplified version where you lay the bottom of a gratin dish or a baking dish. I use plums. You could use peaches, nectarines, apricots, berries. Mm. And then all you do is whisk up eggs, flour, sugar, milk, vanilla extract, almond extract if you have it, pop this batter on top of the fruit, put it in the oven, and it is done. And you take it out, and while it's still warm, you sprinkle it with some sifted confectioner's sugar. And what's fabulous about it, aside from everything, is that you can have it warm for dessert straight from the oven. You can have it for breakfast cold the next day, or it's just delicious at room temperature. This is an impossible recipe to screw up.
Okay, a timeout, Kathy. You pour the batter on top of the fruit? Is that what you said?
Correct. You slice the fruit. In this case, I use plums. Lay the bottom of the dish with the fruit, and you pour this batter right on top and pop it right in the oven.
And Kathy, I got to say, it does kind of sound, it sounds like if you can get clafoutis right, well, maybe we can get that recipe right. But let's tell us the last thing for people who want to try and can for later eating. What are your top tips?
Yeah, so I have a really wonderful blueberry ginger jam, and probably you're thinking, I barely have time to make dinner. How am I going to make homemade jam?
Exactly.
But in this case, yes, I know what you're thinking. What you do is you just sprinkle some berries with some sugar and, again, lemon zest. Sometimes you can throw in a peach and lots of fresh chopped ginger and let it sit. And then you simply simmer it. I have a wonderful tip for how to test the jam and make sure it's done. You put a plate in the freezer, you take it out, put some jam on, rub your finger through it, and if it doesn't all blob back together, you're at jam stage. And then if you want to can them, we have a link to all kinds of canning tips. This jam, though, will last in your fridge for several weeks, but if you want to make a big batch, if you're lucky and have all kinds of late summer fruit on hand, you can can it and keep it for up to a year. And canning, of course, is the ultimate way to preserve summer for a long, long time for those of us who hate to see it go.
Summer going. We've been talking late summer fruit recipes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. All of Kathy's recipes will be at hereandnow.org. As always, Kathy, thank you.
Thank you both.